Good morning, wonderful listeners. You've tuned into Post Session Podcast, a podcast filled with the stoke of a surf session and the wise guidance of an ocean voyager. Your water-loving hosts are ready to share this infectious state of mind while encouraging and inspiring you
for your next adventure.
Hey, Laurel.
Hey, Ash.
Hey, everybody out there. Welcome back. Laurel, what episode is this? What are we talking about?
Girl, we are going to be talking about what we eat. Episode 14, diet.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
We're going to run through the table of contents. So first, we're going to talk about post-session notes, what happened in the water this week or last week. We're going to get into an injustice of the week. We're going to dive deeper, get real deep into what does Ashley really eat? And then we're going to drift on into some God waters and land with some homework at the end, which I'm going to poo-poo the homework. I already know it.
The homework is, this is going to be easy for you. Are you kidding me?
Okay. I don't know what it is yet. But,
well, I'll explain why it's easy when we talk about the homework. You going to get us started as usual on some post-session notes?
Okay. I'm going to do a confession.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm driving back from a client's house down MLK Parkway.
Word.
And I'm thinking I'm going to go pick up a salad, do a little Christmas shopping. And lo and behold, up in the sky is a billboard for the brewery downtown. Again, Front Street Brewery.
Billboards work. Billboards work.
They do. Because immediately I thought of my favorite nachos are at Front Street Brewery.
All right.
So I went down there, ordered nachos. Oh, and had an IPA. And yeah, it was delicious.
You had me at nachos, but
right. But you know what? The next day, I was a slug in the water. I paddled out. It was a big day. It was not victory at sea. There was some decent swell, but we kind of paddled out right at the sandbar. Where, you know, you're paddling along, you're moving out to the break, and you hit this sandbar, and suddenly you're not moving, and the waves just keep pounding you, pound, pound, and you just, and I had the wetsuit on, I had the booties on.
You already hate that.
I already hate that.
Well, was it what you ate or how much you ate?
I think it was both. I mean, I think it was what I ate and how much I ate, and it could have been mental. It could have been mental and physical. I mean, it was definitely physical, but I think it was also mental. Like I know that had I had a salad the night before with maybe a little chicken or whatever, a little protein on there, and then the next morning felt light and ready to go as opposed to like dragging myself into my wet,
stuffing yourself, right? Like that new commercial they have for the, have you seen this one where it's some kind of
girdle
panties, but it's the women, they're going to put it on, they're really just stuffing it in there. It's hilarious. It works great. But
how about you? Let's hear what you got.
I love your story about the nachos and sucking at surfing the next day, because I have a very similar story.
Ooh.
And it has mostly to do with quantity.
Okay.
So I was out, I don't know, a couple years ago, I was really training freediving, we're talking about, of course. And I was training to do another world record in no fins diving. But it had been a few years.
Wait, y'all, no fins. That means she's going down. I mean, generally when you freedive, you've got these long, like, they're almost, what, 3 feet long, your fins?
Yeah, or a monofin.
Or a monofin that's like the little mermaid tail.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is without fins.
Yeah, maybe in the resources this time I'll put a video.
That'd be awesome.
I'll do that. I'll put a link to a video, guys. But anyway, so I'm gearing up and I've been training hard, and I had just done a 67 meter dive 2 days before, which was easy, and it matched my last world record and my previous personal best dive. Wow.
And it was easy?
It felt great. I was so encouraged.
Oh, cool.
I was like, I've got this. So I bumped it up to 69 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before, instead of having my supper at home, like a regular salad, like you said, with a little protein or something, I went to the chicken place. We're in Roatan, Honduras. I just wanted to relax with my friends and take my mind off the dive.
Yeah.
And I ate a whole half of chicken. And I did my dive the next day and I blacked out and I was so upset. Oh, I was talking to my buddy Miguel. And
it's
I was
like life and death for a half a chicken.
For a half a chicken. It was good though. But anyway, I started talking to Miguel.
Wait, did it have coconut rice?
No, oh, okay. No, it didn't. But it wasn't about the rice, okay?
Okay.
He started asking me, instead of like, how are you training or blah, 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 how did it feel? His immediate question was, would you eat the night before?
Wow.
And I said, well, I ate a whole half a chicken. He's like, you can't do that. Same wait, thing, though.
Is that different then? So like people that run a marathon usually eat huge pasta dishes the night before.
This is different. In diving, every bit of oxygen matters. And when you are digesting protein,
you're using
and a lot
oxygen.
Of protein, all that oxygen is going to digestion.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. And it's better for me anyway to perform just on the verge of being hungry.
Okay.
Not overly full from the night before.
Oh, I agree with that. I always feel like I'm better physically. Like I cannot go
we
surf
are.
After I eat. That's like laying on your stomach is.
Ew.
Ew.
And even when you're, even if you've eaten a couple hours before, you want to be to that point where you're almost getting hungry again. You're sharper.
Yeah.
Your body's burning all the right energy sources at that time. You're not digesting.
It's like the first thing in the morning because you've digested your dinner sometime in the night.
Yeah.
And so you're already on a fasted stomach.
Yeah.
Going out to surf in the morning.
Well, should I tell you guys about my most shocking recovery food secret or save it for later? I'm going to save
no.
it for later.
Oh, okay, cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. I'm going to tell you my most shocking recovery food.
Shocking. Okay, speaking of shocking, let's go to the injustice of the week. It's a good one this week.
Let's do it.
All right. And not only were we talking about it, but we have it right here with us today.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm watching TV the other day, and this commercial comes on. It's kind of holiday related, but this is a food that's sticking around. So in this day and age, I was shocked, speaking of shocking, to see McDonald's advertising this new food that they have. Guess what it is, Ash?
Well, I think I'm staring right at it.
Okay, they're donut sticks with a little pod of chocolate sauce that they come with.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you have to, Ashley actually picked these up. So,
because you made me.
Yeah. So did you have to ask for the sauce separate or did it come with?
Oh, no. This is a marriage here. The donuts and the chocolate sauce. This is how it comes. You can get 6 sticks or 8.
Whoa. That's a lot. So for
that's
one person.
Lot.
Okay. So this is, I just feel like it's really crazy that in this day and age when they're actually, oh, and I meant to ask you, did they put the calorie count? Because now they're putting calorie counts on everything that they serve and to come up with a new dish that is completely empty of any nutrition.
You mean just the sugar? Yeah, I don't probably, but I tell you what, the board's a little busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was trying to find it and figure it out anyway, so I didn't notice. But
okay.
I'm really mad that we'll put it in the resources.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to
go
back through the drive-thru.
I can handle that. So wait a minute. I need to, first of all, I'm confused about why you were surprised, because I feel like we are inundated with just this processed food message.
I mean, I agree with that, but I think McDonald's and a lot of these places have taken a major hit from consumers who look at the calorie count that they're now putting on there and go, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else and get a salad, or I'm going to get a salad at McDonald's. Granted, there's the people that go to McDonald's for the Big Mac and fries, and cool, good on you, whatever. If it's once in a blue moon, there's nothing wrong with it. But for them to advertise this as breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
Okay, so now we're getting to the heart of it. It's not that it's donuts and chocolate. It's the advertising and how they're selling it as breakfast.
Yeah.
Because they weren't just saying, have a holiday treat.
No.
They were saying, start your day out.
With donuts and a chocolate pod.
Kids.
Yeah.
You know, that brings me to another injustice. I'm going to talk
Wait
about-
Wait a minute. Pause.
What?
Before you go to another- We have to try this. You're going to have to try this donut and chocolate sauce. Right now.
Okay.
She's picking up a stick of donut that's covered in cinnamon and sugar.
And see if it's worth 3,000 calories, you mean?
Yeah. She's dipping it into the chocolate. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Wait, I should take a picture.
Look at how much chocolate sauce that is.
Wait a minute. Okay, Ashley's got it on the stick.
I will tell you guys out there that it does not look appalling. I mean, it looks like something I want to eat for sure.
Well, it's a donut stick.
Yeah, it's a donut stick. It's not yucky.
Go ahead, take a bite. She's chewing. She's thinking about it.
Laurel.
Yeah, tell me.
It's good. I wish I could say it was terrible and I didn't, you know, but it's good in all the wrong ways.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's good.
Is that going to hold you till lunch?
No. Why don't you try one? See what you think.
Okay. I want to dip it in your coffee because that's all you do that.
Yeah, forget but the my chocolate. Coffee's gone. You wouldn't let me get up earlier to refill my cup.
You can't just stop in the middle, you know.
Oh,
It isn't terrible.
No, but you know what it tastes like to me?
What?
It tastes like addiction. Oh, it tastes like that sugar preservative taste that you become addicted to.
And I think it's fried in hydrogenated oil.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's real bad. But it tastes good. But you can see how people would become easily addicted to that. It's easy. The 6 sticks in the sauce cost me $2.02.
Talk about quick and easy, huh?
Yeah. Now, what we've done to highlight the injustice is we've juxtaposed the donut sticks with this really intense zucchini tart that Laurel and Don made, her husband, who, by the way, is an amazing chef, which I wanted to say, I've been thinking about it. I know that you do most of the meals at home and he gets all the credit because you're feeding you guys
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. And then he gets to whisk on in, have a little dinner party and make some home run stuff. And he gets all the credit.
Okay.
Let's let him have the credit, though, shall we?
I think we should definitely give him the credit. And not to the, you know, I'm the short order cook for sure. Like, I can whip up a breakfast, couple of eggs, toast, bacon. In the evenings, I can do a quick dinner out of kind of whatever's in the cupboard.
Yeah, that's my strength.
Of late, I'll say that we've been so busy that we've gone to Epic Food Company, which is a local restaurant here that notoriously has healthy, homemade, you know, rice, beans, you know, like some healthy meal that you can buy a casserole, put in the oven, and it's ready in 45 minutes and it lasts us 3 meals.
Yeah, we don't usually. Can I describe this tart, though?
I think you should.
The tart, it's like some crazy homemade flaky dough that you guys, I mean, Don made
Don
the dough.
Made and from scratch.
Some kind of goat cheese mixture, and then finely sliced zucchini pieces. I think we'll put a picture of it on the website.
Yeah.
So this is something that you would consider a healthy.
Yeah, and you know what? One slice of that could be a breakfast. It could be a slice of that, or 2 slices with a salad could be lunch.
I have to talk about this.
Okay. Tell us.
That tart is so good. And the donut sticks and chocolate were good. But the tart is good in a way that makes you feel good, too.
Makes you satisfied, doesn't it?
It's satisfying. And it feels like not just that I'm eating something healthy, but it feels whole. Do you know what I mean? Like there's some extra bits of love and stuff in here.
Oh, yeah, there is love in there.
Yeah, you can taste it.
He got up at 5 o'clock this morning and mandolined these little zucchinis because he was probably afraid I'd take a finger off.
That's worth it. That is worth it. And not everybody can get up and make that.
Mm-mm.
But you know what they can do?
What?
They can figure out how to feed their families and figure out some shortcuts. Right. So, Laurel, there's the injustice. I want to bring up, since we're talking about healthy foods and short and all this stuff, I need to mention Jamie Oliver.
I love me some Jamie Oliver.
I love Jamie Oliver. And our girlfriend, Natalie, worked for Jamie Oliver on the Food Revolution.
Oh, wow.
Where he was in Huntington, West Virginia, trying to revolutionize the
school lunches.
And they were not buying it because, you know, they're considering French fries a vegetable. And here he is saying, well, let's make a stir fry with 7 vegetables. Mm-hmm. And they're telling him how he can't do that because there's not 2 vegetable choices.
Wow.
And he said, you're right. There's not. There's 7. And they're actually vegetables. But that's an injustice. School lunch, school breakfast. What the nation feels like is appropriate to feed the kids is disgusting.
And who are trying to learn. But, you know, we've talked about that on another issue.
We have. And I don't want to dive into it. No pun intended. But yeah. I don't want to dive any deeper into that. But it is really...
It's sad.
Why are these kids all, they can't concentrate. They all have ADD, you know, every single freaking kid out there.
They just downed a strawberry milk.
Right. They just downed a strawberry milk and six donuts, donut sticks. Come on.
Well, let's dive a little deeper, Ash. Let's talk about healthy diet. Let's go to it. What's out there?
Well, you know what? This is great how it worked right out, because I'm going to keep on
cruising,
talking about the same thing.
And I'm going to keep on eating this zucchini tart.
Save me a piece. I think improper diet really stems from people being confused about what real food is.
Sure.
You know, because we are so trusting of our government and advertising and everything that when they say, oh, donut sticks and chocolate, I think most people think, well, if everyone's eating that, that's what's happening. But we're really far removed from our food sources.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about the grocery store. You're in the grocery store, you're inundated with fake food.
We have to go around the outside.
But people don't know that. If it's in the grocery, you're thinking, sweet, this is food. Mm-hmm. But it is not all food. all the aisles have processed crap. And then you're right. You have to stay on the outside
to get to the
real stuff.
Veg and fruits and meats and dairy, I guess.
Do you want me to tell you what provided the monumental shift in my relationship with food?
Yeah.
It happened about 15 years ago. This is where I learned outside of the aisle and all these things, because I really started studying food for a while. But I guess it was 15 years ago. I read Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan.
Never heard of it.
It's a must read. I mean, you're already there, but as a young 20-something, it really got me thinking. His little adage, it's three lines or adage, depending on what part of the country you're from. But the little three lines that he uses, his food insight is eat food, mostly plants, not too much.
That's simple.
Simple, concise wisdom. But that's all you need to know. Eat food, meaning real food.
Mm-hmm. Whole food.
Whole food. Exactly. Nothing that comes in a box. Mostly plants. Our diet should be plant-based. Vegetables, with some meats fruit. And stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then not too much. And that's where I struggle.
Yeah.
Overeating is real bad.
Binging. I mean, having one little brownie's tough. Or one little donut stick, Ashley's going back in.
Or even something healthy like this tart. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could eat that whole tart out there just because it tastes so great.
I would say...
But that's indulgent. Can I keep eating on the air while you're...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was. So one thing that I've learned through mental health is... the concept of mindfulness. I might have talked about it before, but it is a way to ground yourself. Because I think a lot of times when you eat too much, it is because you're thinking about the next bite. You are not enjoying the bite you are eating. And so one way to...
Dude, you just blew my mind.
And one way to do that is not to be, one, eating while you're doing a million other things, making a list of things to do, scrolling through your phone, watching TV especially is a terrible one, because you're not mindful of what you're eating. And so if you can put everything aside, and especially if you're going to eat something that's not good for you, but it's something that everybody wants to have now and again, whether it's a brownie, a chocolate chip cookie, or a treat, a sweet treat, donuts and chocolate.
Yeah.
Eliminate all distractions. Ground yourself. Like, you know, smell the food.
I love sniffing food.
Yeah. Smell the food. Taste the food. Chew the food. And, you know, think the thought like, oh, that tastes good. Or that has a nice crisp snap to it, or whatever. And then when you're done eating, when you put a little bit on the plate and enjoy that one brownie or whatever, your mind has been able to pick up the messages that you ate that. And so a lot of times your mind's going so fast and you're doing other things, it doesn't catch up with what your mouth in your stomach are feeling.
Right. We don't need that over full feeling to signify that we're satisfied.
Yeah.
Our mind is satisfied because we've engaged our senses and we've put some time. Awesome. Is that from that book again that you keep talking about?
No, that's part of that. Well, part of that's just from my profession, but they do implement some of that in that Noom app that is it's like a FitPal.
Okay.
But they bring some of that into the
conversation. Yeah, because you mentioned that to me before. Okay.
Let me tell you what I've learned from Ashley. Here's a little thing I've learned.
What not to do.
No. since we've been doing the podcast, Ashley will come over with a little, she's distracting me by sticking her pinky in the chocolate pod.
I'm going to be intentional about this.
Yeah, enjoy it. She'll bring with her when she comes to her house, which is where we record the podcast, with a thing of goat cheese. Or just a block of cheese. Like when I'm looking in the fridge, trying to come up with what to eat. And sometimes that's what messes me up. There's been no planning, no food prep.
Yeah.
And she's just brought over a block of cheese and, or some goat cheese. And then we'll pull out like some dates. I love dates and almond butter or, you know, different things. And we'll just eat.
Grapes.
Yeah. Grapes. Just whole food, like a slice of cheese. I've never really put like a little, I wouldn't call it a charcuterie, but it is basically just whole food that you're eating. And that since we've been doing that, now I can, without you here, you know, I might go, what am I going to have for lunch? And I'm like, oh, let me get a slice of cheese, a date, you know, some carrots or some grapes and make that lunch.
It's so funny you say that because I never think about that. That's how we ate like that a little bit growing up sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And my family now, Ren and the children and I love to eat that way.
No.
We call it smorgasbord.
Oh, I like it.
We get out the cutting board and we just put everything we want, like raw mushrooms, olives. But also I have some Mediterranean roots. Mm-hmm. And for me, having a little bowl of olives, which is very satisfying, a little bit of nice cheese, some crackers, maybe a dip of some sort, maybe some hummus or whatever, is extremely satisfying.
I went over to Ashley's house. I had given her some of the peppers from our garden because we were overrun with them. And she had simply tossed them in olive oil and put a little salt and pepper and roasted them in the oven. And she had like a little dip, like it was either hummus or some fish dip or whatever. And she was just dragging this pepper through the hummus and eating it. And I was like, wow, I would have brought in crackers and pretzels or, you know, these other things that you don't need.
But sometimes we need inspiration.
Oh, yeah,
you know, because I come over here and I think, ooh, dates and almond butter. Who knew?
Well, that's what the next thing I wanted to share is a tip that for me was really helpful, especially for somebody who has a sweet tooth. And what I like to do is make a healthy version of what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
smart.
So Reese cups are something that I've always loved. Peanut butter and chocolate, right? You can't, you know, that's good.
Did you ever see that? I'm sorry to interrupt, but have you ever seen that Family Guy episode where it shows a car and it's like a piece of chocolate driving the car and he goes, yeah, I like driving fast. And then peanut butter's driving the other car and he goes, oh, I love driving faster. I forget the whole scenario, but they crash and the peanut butter and chocolate guys, they're dying, you know, but they're melded together. And that's how it started. Peanut butter and chocolate.
But so what I did was date, which is this naturally sweet fruit and gooey, kind of like a nougat.
Yeah, it is like that.
Yeah. And you throw some almond butter in that sucker and it is like the middle of a Snicker bar.
You know what? The striking thing about it, too, is that it doesn't taste like health food.
Mm-mm.
You're right. It tastes junky, but it feels good.
And it doesn't
feel bad.
And it satisfies that.
Totally.
Reese cup crave.
So what I want to know is what's in your fridge right now? Tell me the five things that are in your fridge right now. If you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Ooh, that's a dare. You know, if you open up the fridge, you're going to see some rotting food.
What? You'll never see that in a Chapman fridge.
No. Yeah, right? No, but I'm thinking of the crisper drawer. Mm. There's always something from the garden that's gotten shifted down to the bottom of the crisper drawer.
Bring it to me, girl.
But we've got celery. We've got a lot of yogurt. Got some cheese. There's this, we eat bread slowly, so I always keep it in the fridge because generally it just gets toasted anyway.
Right.
And then an ass load of condiments. What's in your fridge?
Well, let's see. I'm prepping for
the end of the world.
The National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation party Friday night. So
nice.
I've got a couple of cheese balls I made. I've got some sausage ball mix that I made.
I mean, you know, if you're needing to like beef up for Christmas.
Right. Put on your winter coat. But if I'm talking about
normally
like five things that are always in there, we always have goat cheese or some kind of like tasty, yummy cheese. We always have almond milk and Greek yogurt. We always have greens.
Okay. Like rice?
No, greens.
Oh, greens.
You said greens.
Say, yeah.
Greens. No, we always have greens like kale or spinach or whatever. It doesn't matter. Mixed greens. But my kids love greens. My husband loves greens. We're greens people.
And what do you? How do you prepare your greens? What's your green go-to?
It depends. I mean,
just
I do
salad.
I do kale chips.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I do salad, but the salad, the kids prefer raw kale. And I'll do olive oil and lemon juice.
You
and
massage that stuff, don't
massage
you?
That junk for sure. We always have bananas because a family favorite breakfast is Nutty Monkey, where we smash it up with some cocoa powder and almond milk, which again, something it's an unhealthy taste, but it's a healthy breakfast. It's a healthy way to start the day.
And many a time I've come over to Ashley's where there's some Nutty Monkey left in the blender.
You don't get down on the Nutty Monkey though, do you?
I did for a while. And now I think the last time it was not very cold anymore.
Gotcha.
It was a warm Nutty Monkey.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Oh. I like to pre-prep stuff though. I do like on a Sunday or Monday, I like to make just a few things that I can grab out when I need it. Like a bean salad or this week I prepped hummus and made sure I had a whole bunch of that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That sounds great.
Whatevsies.
Whatevsies. What do you think? Is it time to...
Well, I finished this tart. I think you should read the Devo.
Okay. You know, again, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2 and 5. Oh, how weary we grow in our present bodies. That is why we look forward eagerly to the day when we shall have heavenly bodies, which we shall put on like new clothes. This is what God has prepared for us, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit.
Holy crap, what a relief. You know, this one would have worked well for episode 13.
Yeah.
When we talked a lot about body image. But totally, I think that's going to be a huge relief, not for, you know, privileged women like ourselves who have body image issues, but you know, I'm thinking of the people that are not walking, are scarred badly or whatever,
an injury, or you know, I think of my sweet sister-in-law and my little niece. They have type 1 diabetes, and I mean, you know, they've got to always be aware, and you know, they're doing some equations that I couldn't do fly.
Their body's a little broke, and one day they're going to get one that just works right.
Perfect.
The way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes us smile. You're smiling right now. It makes me smile too. It's exciting, right?
It is exciting. To think that, we can take care of these bodies, but you know what? They're going to be groaning. It's going to just get weary. And every day, you know, as we get older, it's just going to be, we're going to be frail, more frail, you know, and we get to look forward to something better.
You know, that's what's so, one of the things I love about having some faith is just being able to smile about the future instead of looking at the future with dread.
Yeah.
About the aging process with dread, about, all those things, forget about it.
I like it.
I love it. Okay. I want some more. I love it.
I think you came up with the homework this week, so why don't you lay it on me?
We're going to try it for a week. It's going to be a little difficult since it's winter time, but we're going to use Michael Pollan's advice, and we're going to eat food, mostly plants, not too much.
Okay. Now, I can do that.
I'm not saying you have to go veg.
Yeah, I'm not going to go veg.
Right. But we're not going to eat 16-ounce steaks.
I don't ever eat 16-ounce steaks.
That's
but
why.
But I might eat five pieces of bacon. And I'm not talking about that skinny bacon. I'm talking about
the real thing.
Yeah.
You know, you were stressing about this homework, but I don't know why, because you already are eating real food mostly. You eat a lot of plants.
I like some chocolate covered almonds.
That's food.
And I eat too much. That's on the too much.
Eat too much. Yeah. That's going to be the challenging part for me too. Not too much. So being moderate.
And you know what's funny is I was saying all that jive about mindfulness, but yesterday I was eating those chocolate covered almonds in the car driving. Pop, 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 pop.
Those things are so good though. It feels like a good treat.
It does, but you should still be mindful. Any treat you should be mindful of.
You should, because the Bible does tell us that. It tells us to be moderate in all things.
Oh, it tells you should us have to written be- the Devo today.
No way, girl. It's just for you to throw at me and me to have to try and interpret on the fly. But that's something I struggle with, is moderation in my diet. All right. What do you think? Have we talked about everything we need to talk about?
I think we have.
All right, guys. I hope that you've gotten something out of this. And if you did, or if you didn't, tell us. Comment at postsessionpodcast.com, please. Or also comment wherever you listen. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. You know, we have a whole host of places. If you really, really like the podcast, you can support us. You can visit our Patreon site and you can read about all the goodies you get by becoming a patron. You can start at just $2 a month and see where that thing takes you. Most of all, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll catch you next time.
Whoop, whoop.